With the sugya of Baal Tosef. Today we'll talk about Baal Tosef as it relates to mitzvahs aseh, shazman grama, and women in particular. So there's this chiddush of Rashi on Daf Lamed Gimel where the Gemara there talks about women's involvement in the tkiyah shofar and smicha. So the Gemara that says that although we allow children to, ein ma'akvinis atinokos mlutkoa, with regards to Nashim Makvim, we tell the women not to get involved. And the Gemara says, based on another brisa, we also let women blow shofar if they choose to. So there's a steer whether or not we're ma'akev of women from blowing shofar and yantif or not. So the Gemara says there's no contradiction. It's a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. Yehuda says, with regard to smicha, smicha is when you place your hands on the animal before a carbon, so only men have to do it, women don't do it. The question when we say women don't do the mitzvah or the dinner smicha, is that they're not allowed to, or they just don't have to, but they can. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, he says, B'nei Yisrael somchin v'ein b'nos Yisrael somchas, but women are not allowed to, they cannot do smicha. And Rabbi Yossi holds that no, nashim somchas rishus, they have the option, they just don't need to. Men have to, women have the option. So we see there's a machlokas whether women can or cannot do smicha, and that's the same machlokas whether or not women can blow shofar or not blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So there, Rashi comments that had nashim akvin dipturos legamrei the mitzvahs asei shezman gramahu v'chitaki ike Baal Tosef. Because when women blow shofar, it's a violation of Baal Tosef. So the Marsha says, Rashi, I don't understand why that's Baal Tosef. He says he doesn't get it. Marsha, just reading his language for a second. Marsha says, "Lo yadana mai Baal Tosef shayach hacha. The lo shayach levemer Baal Tosef el ose mitzvah umosiv ela. When you do mitzvah, you add on to the mitzvah, like five tzitzis and five minim and things of that sort. But for someone who's putter in a mitzvah to go ahead and do mitzvah, why is that Baal Tosef? So we're going to try to understand this machlokas. The Marsha ends up saying there is no Baal Tosef by women blowing shofar. So we're going to understand what the machlokas is, whether or not the Baal Tosef applies to women or not, with regard to mitzvah aseh shazman grama. But before doing so, let's just analyze each shita individually. So we have, with respect to Rashi shita, so Rashi says there is Baal Tosef. Let's understand Rashi shita that there's Baal Tosef, and then afterwards understand the other shita who holds there's no Baal Tosef, and then we'll come back and explain what the machlokas is. So Rashi, although Rashi says here in Rosh Hashanah that there is Baal Tosef for women performing a mitzvah aseh shazman grama, hopefully you had a chance to see the Rashi in Erevin on Daf Tadivav, where Rashi points out, based on the Gemara, that Micha bas Kushi, who is Shaul, Micha bas Shaul, that is, she wore tefillin, and lo Micha ba Chachamim, and Isha Shayona also, she went to Ali the Regel, and they lo Micha ba Chachamim. So, why not? So, says Rashi, Dehavi ketosefes al divrei Torah, shepat de nashim mimitzas aseh shazman grama. So why would the Chachamim think to protest, to go against women performing the mitzvahs? Because it's tosefes, it's Baal Tosef. Tosefes al divrei Torah. So the Achrim are medayik from Rashi that he only says in Erevin it's ketosefes, but it's not actual Baal Tosef. So some Acharim say that there's a stira. The Shah Gazari says there's a stira in Rashi. One says it's deraisa, one says it's derabanan. Others say, no, he really means it's derabanan. It's kitosefes, and he's lav davka in Gemara Rosh Hashanah. So the Or Sameach has an interesting pshat. The Or Sameach writes that whether there's Baal Tosef or not Baal Tosef, whether there's a Baal Tosef deraisa or only Baal Tosef derabanan, depends on the type of mitzvah that we're describing. Now, I don't think it fits in with Rashi, though, but let's see the Or Sameach's understanding. Or Sameach explains that there are certain mitzvahs that are mitzvahs chiyuvis and mitzvahs kiyumis. Mitzvah chiyuvis is a mitzvah that you have to do, it's an obligation to do. It's mutal al ha'adam, such as tefillin, such as lulav, such as sukkah, that you have to do, the gavra must do it, mitzvah chiyuvis. And then there's a mitzvah kiyumis, which is a mitzvah that you have the option of performing. You don't have to do it if you choose to. Dal kanfos tzitzis is no chiv to wear tzitzis, but if you happen to be wearing dal kanfos, so you wear you have to put tzitzis, but it's a mitzvah kiyumis. When I was a camper, I was a big lamdan. So I remember in my counselor, I was in high school, maybe even in eighth grade, I don't even know. So I didn't wear tzitzis regularly in camp. Because I knew that you didn't have to wear tzitzis unless it was dan kanfos. So I didn't have four-cornered t-shirts. I didn't have to wear tzitzis. So he tried telling me that it's a mitzvah anyways. And I didn't. I said, that's okay, but I'm choosing not to. So tzitzis is a mitzvah. I wouldn't recommend people doing that. But at the end of the day, you know, there's a Gemara Menachos, which I did not know at the time, that says, the Gemara says there, that b'shas kas, when Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry, b'shas rascha, I think the Gemara says, then Kadosh Baruch Hu punishes people for not wearing tzitzis. The Gemara says, what do you mean? What's wrong? You're not, I don't have to wear tzitzis. Where it says a person's missing a chance of doing a mitzvah, then Kadosh Baruch Hu b'shas rascha, he takes revenge on people not performing the mitzvah of tzitzis. So you should wear tzitzis. But mikadin, it's only mitzvah kiyumis. So tzitzis is a mitzvah kiyumis. Shechita, you don't have to shecht. You don't have to have meat if you don't want. But if you choose to, so then you have to do a shechita. There's a mitzvah of shechita. Now that itself is machlok, is whether shechita is a mitzvah or just a matir. But there's mitzvah chiyuvis and mitzvah kiyumis. So the Oros HaMeach explains. It says as follows. Explains that according to his understanding, Anias Daiti Pashut, the Birchas Kohanim, Eino Chovas Haguf, Kitfilin. It's not an obligation of Birchas Kohanim. It's not like tefillin, where you have to wear tefillin, or Olas Ria, or Tekiya Shofar, where you have to do the mitzvah. Ela ki isa bebeis ha-kneses, v'ikat tzibur, koren kohanim, so I was over. So if you happen to be in a shul, and there happened to be a tzibur, and happened to be a minyan, they call out the kohanim, you don't go up, you violate the mitzvah of not performing kosev aruch hu, the mitzvah of birchas kohanim. But that's a mitzvah kiyumis. But if you're not in the shul, and there's no minyan, they don't call out kohanim, there's no mitzvah at all. So he therefore says, so a Kohen, who goes ahead and says a bracha, he says, that situation would not be a violation of Baal Tosef. But as opposed to a mitzvah that's a chiyuvis, that anashim chiyuvim, you have to hear tkiya shofar, you have to seek opportunities for shofar, you have to go to lila regel, you have to go wear tefillin. So there, he explains, a person violates one of those mitzvahs, that's a chiyuv, that would be a mitzvah, that would be a violation if one violates Baal Tosef, it would result in Baal Tosef. So therefore he explains that smicha is not a mitzvah chiyuvis, only if you happen to be bringing a karbon, so then you have to do it in the way of smicha. So therefore, that's not considered a mitzvah chiyuvis, as mitzvah kiyumis. And since it's a mitzvah kiyumis, it's always considered lav zmanu. It's not the right time. Tefillin is always considered zmana, because I have to wear tefillin. I can't get rid of tefillin. I must wear tefillin every single day. It's zman. Today is the zman, tomorrow is the zman. And if women opt into doing the mitzvah, they violate Baal Tosef. But whenever it's a mitzvah kiyumis, I don't have to do. It's not a chiv zman. It's if the circumstances lend itself, then I can perform the mitzvah. That's lav zmanahu, and women would not be violating Baal Tosef. So that's how he splits it up. He's a mechalik. He has two dinim, two tracks of whether women are chayiv in Baal Tosef or not chayiv in Baal Tosef. That's all within the shita of Rashi, that who he thinks that there is Baal Tosef by women before Mrs. Asay Shezman Grama. But then there is the complete other approach, which is the shita of Tosos and any other Rishon. So Tosos, he asks a question to Erevin. He says, firstly, I have a problem. Rashi holds that there's actually Baal Tosef for women perform mitzvahs aseh shezman grama. So how could we, saw the Gemara the other day, Gemara in Sukkah, that beis mebeis, that Hilni Amalka sat in the Sukkah, along with her seven children. So isn't she violating Baal Tosef? She's performing a mitzvahs aseh shezman grama. So how is that allowed? So he gives two answers. He says, number one is, maybe it doesn't look like Baal Tosef because her sons are there. So he's going on that Rashi thinks Baal Tosef only appears. It's a Maris Ayin issue. It looks like you're doing Baal Tosef. So as long as men are there as well, so he says there is no violation of Baal Tosef. Alternatively, he says that since women are not chayiv, it's always considered not the zman of the mitzvah. Unless they have dafka kavana to fulfill the mitzvah, they don't get Baal Tosef. Like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah said, if you're doing the mitzvah bizman, it's a violation of Baal Tosef. If you're doing it shelo bizman, you have to have kavana in order to be over Baal Tosef. So since women, whenever they're pata from a mitzvah, it's considered shelo bizman, because they don't have to do the mitzvah. Only when there's kavana to the mitzvah, they're getting Baal Tosef. But women, apparently, Hilni Amalka sat in the sukkah, not because she wanted to get a mitzvah, she just wanted to join her children in the sukkah. So since, with respect to her, she's not chayiv, so it's considered sukkah shelo bizman, and she had no kavana, so then she would not violate Baal Tosef. But had she had kavana to fulfill the mitzvah of sukkah, she would get the violation of Baal Tosef. That's the two explanations of how Rashi would deal with that. The Gemara in sukkah, that women can sin the sukkah, even though it would otherwise be a Baal Tosef issue. Anyone have a chance to see the mitzvah Eisan? So mitzvah Eisan has a big chiddush. She gives another explanation as to why it would not be Baal Tosef. Even in the world of Rashi, who holds women are subject to Baal Tosef, he does not think that sukkah would be subject to Baal Tosef. Why? He says something very, very interesting. He says, "Shaini sukkah mishar mitzvah asay shez ma'am grama." Somehow sukkah is different. Anyone know why sukkah might be different? Any suggestions? Say it again. Ah, excellent. So he says that af nashim hayu ba'osa nes, they were involved in that same nes. Because what was the reason why we sit in a sukkah? There are two reasons why. One is anani akavod, the other was sukkah's mamish, machlokas tanaim about that. So either way, no matter how you slice it, it was a nes of some sort. And since women were also involved in the nes, mitamze havale l'chayv, and really they should be chayv. I mean, it's asking a different question. Why are women actually pata from sukkah? The chayv in all other mitzvahs asay, rather also af hayu ba'osa nes, the chayv in Chanukah, mitzvah asay shehaz ma'am grama, af hayu ba'osa nes, they were involved in the nes Chanukah. They should be pater in Purim, mitzvah asay shehaz ma'am grama, af hayu ba'osa nes. What's the third place the Gemara mentions? Who knows?
Pesach.
Which mitzvah Pesach?
Abrakosis.
Excellent. Women are chayv in abrakosis. Why? It's mitzvah asay shehaz ma'am grama, af hayu ba'osa nes. Where's the fourth case, once we're talking about it, that the Ran mentions at least in Shabbos? Anyone know? It's a good one. Excellent. The Shlosh Shudas, the three meals on Shabbos, excellent. It says Yom, Yom, Yom three times in the Pasuk. So it's a mitzvah say, Shez Ma'am Grama. Why are women chayv? They are chayv, but why are they? So one pshat is Achan Yibos Hanes. The man came down in Zeichel, the man, they were involved in the man as well. What's the other pshat? Shomer V'Zachar. It says in Gemara in Pesachim, Shomer V'Zachar B'Dibur Echad, Kol Sheshne B'Shmira, Yeshua b'zechira. Whoever's chayv in lavim are chayv in aseis. Women are chayv in all lavim except for which three? Sorry, I'm just rattling off now. Which three are they not chayv in? Lavim, los aseis? Excellent. The mission, Kedushin Chavtes, they're not chayv. There's no issa to cut their peos, no issa to shave their beard, and no issa to be metame meis, even if they're kohanim. So other than those three, they're chayv in all los aseis in the Torah, including, of course, Shabbos. Kosh yeshna b'shmira, Yeshna b'zechira. So that's why some say they're chayv in three meals on Shabbos, but others say that no, af heinayu b'osanes. Just on the same topic, what's another example we have? A kol sheyeshna b'shmira, yeshna b'zechira, by a different topic. We have kol sheyesh bo, a certain lav, women are chayv in the asay. Pesach, yeah, which one? Sammy's. Which one? Which? Not seba. They're actually pata seba for Sammy, you want to roll here. I'll tell your parents about this one. So kosh yeshna would be achias iser chametz yesha b'achias matzah. So they're chayv in the los asay of chametz, they're chayv in the asay as well. So this being the case of the list of three or four af heinu b'osaneses, so asks the mitzvah eisan, so how come sukkah? Why are women not chayv in sukkah af heinu b'osanes? So he doesn't explain that answer, but he says the Gemara itself says that pater, the Gemara doesn't address af hayinu b'osanes, but since there's a havamina that they should be chayv because of af hayinu b'osanes, imkein, he says, al kopanim, even though they're not chayv, the af hayinu b'osanes at least works to exempt them from the iser Baal Tosef, he says. Ve'ef shedechul yama modim bazeh. In other words, although Rashi holds Baal Tosef applies to all other mitzvahs asays, Shehaz Ma'an Gramas, that sukkah would be an exception of this because that they were involved, it is shaykh to them, because af heinayu b'osanes, so they're at least exempt from Baal Tosef. But all other examples, women would be subject to the iser of Baal Tosef according to Rashi's understanding. Now, Tosis himself, who I mentioned before, you saw hopefully, Tosis argues. Tosis says that there is no Baal Tosif for women performing mitzvah aseh shezman grama. So then you have to ask the question, so how come we have certain cases that women, we don't allow them to do it? Like, somcha, smicha, how come there's an opinion that smicha is usur? How come the Gemara says that we really should have stopped them from wearing tefillin? We really should have stopped them from melila regel. What's the big deal? Who can let them do it? There's no Baal Tosif. We just neutralize Baal Tosif. We'll see why at the end why there's no Baal Tosif, according to Tosif. But what would the other problem be? So Tosif says, one by one. He says, very simple. When it comes to tefillin, the Gemara says that tefillin tzichin gufnaki. They need a gufnaki. Women don't have a gufnaki. Now, it's a little bit strange, because the way gufnaki is understood is that it has to be clean from bodily, the digestive tract working properly, and women are typically cleaner, I would imagine, than men are. But it could be the pikabala. Certainly, there's a different element of a different type of neshama. But pialacha, women seem to have a gufnaki. So it would seem to be okay. And you could probably make an argument in halacha that women are allowed to wear tefillin. But even if one can make such an argument, the practice certainly is not that way. We have the first Shulchan Aruch in Ol Yerdeya, says that, but even though Mishnah says in Maseches Chulin that women could do shechita, the minhag is that women don't do shechita. Nothing halachically wrong. The minhag is that women don't do shechita. So the Shach says, just because you haven't seen it, you can't bring a raya from Eino Roe. If you didn't see something, it's not a raya from not seeing something. So if you didn't see something, oh, the halacha must be that way. No, just you have to see something to see a raya for something. But not seeing women shech, that's not a raya that women don't shech. So the Shach quotes from the Haril, I think it is, that Eino raya, ria eino raya by a proof. But by minhagim, if it hasn't been done, that actually does establish a minhag. For halacha, you can't say eino roa is not a, it's not a raya. But it can establish a minhag. The minhag is, says the Rama, women don't shech. So even if you want to prove to me in halacha that women can wear tefillin, they have a gufnaki, the minhag is women don't wear tefillin. You probably remember a few years ago when the situation happened in one of the schools in the New York City area, that they started making proofs that women could wear tefillin. So al pi halacha, they're right, but we also have a masor we have to listen to. I remember I was talking to a good friend of mine, a Rebbe, around my age, and he had a Talmud who was a Rebbe who had smicha. So I'm just turning 49, 40, I mean, not 49, 40 almost. So this goes back 6 years ago, maybe. So now I was 33. So now this Rebbe, who's my same age, had a Talmud who is a musbach. So how old could he be? 25, maybe? So he was so upset because he had a Talmud who wrote something, giving her skama that she could wear tefillin. It's like, who are you? You're 25 years old. So I've got smicha. If you think they've got smicha, they can make their own decisions. So those are the people you want to stay far away from. The Masora trumps the halacha much more than, you have many cases where the minhag overrides halacha. And a great example of this is Rav Soloveitchik once gave a very famous shir. The famous maestro of Soloveitchik, those who didn't hear it, it's worthwhile hearing. And those who did, you hear it again. So Rav Soloveitchik gave a whole shir about Kiddush Friday night, standing and sitting. And the Rama himself says it's best to stand for the first part of Kiddush, Vayechulu, to Eidus. You stand for Eidus. And the second half, you sit down, because it's a Kovei Suda. When you sit down, you're Kovei Suda, you need to sit down. So there's some opinions say you stand for everything, some say you sit for everything. I think Shulchan Aruch says you sit for everything. Sephardim sit for everything? No?
During the day.
During the day. The nighttime, you stand for everything? Okay, there's a Shulchan Aruch himself, I believe, says you stand up just for Vahir Vayvoker, rather. That part you stand up for because it says Shem Hashem, the Rashi table, so then you sit for the rest. But different opinions. And the Soloveitchik gave a whole shir how it's best to stand for Vayvoker and sit down for the bracha. So that Shabbos, he was in yeshiva, he was in Shabbos, and he was standing up, he was making Kiddush. So Vayvoker, he's standing up like he taught his Talmidim. And then they're expecting to pull a chair and sit down for the second half for the bracha. And he continues to stand for the whole Kiddush. So, of course, the Talmidim came up and challenged the Rebbe. You just gave a shir, the halacha this way, and now you're doing something completely different. He says, you're right. But minhag avoseinu b'yadeinu. He set it up. Rav Soloveitchik was a master educator, master mechanic. He did it on purpose, of course, to give the shir that week, so they could see from him that even though sometimes halacha says something, the minhag of avoseinu overrides the actual halacha. There are many, many stories about this. The Gemara says in brachos, what bracha do you say on water? You and I know what bracha we say in water, shako. But the Mishnah has a machlokas Tanakama versus Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon says you say shehakol nevedi, rather bari nefashos is the bracha rishona on water. So Gemara asks, how do you paskin? So, I don't know. Poke chazi my amadavar. Go out and see what everyone's doing. The minog is going to establish what halach is. That's what the Gemara says. In a few places they invoke the term poke my chazi amadavar. So there's a great ma'aser Rabbi Kivega. I shared this story before, the Sefer Torah. Great ma'aser. Yeah, I shared it here in the summer. Okay, so I'll leave it out then. So either way, so we see how even though al pi halacha, maybe you could claim that women now might have a gufnaki, whether that's true or not true, certainly the din is they don't wear tefillin. So, but Tosfos are trying to find reasons as to why women are not allowed to perform certain mitzvahs, that it's not a violation of al Tosfos. So, legabe tefillin, it's a gufnaki. With respect to Ali Laregel, he says, it's mechse kim mevi achul nazara. For women who are not chayef to go ahead and bring a karbon on the shlosh shagolim, that looks like you're bringing chulun lazar. Or maybe you're entering into the base of Mikdash unnecessarily. You can't enter into the base of Mikdash empty-handed. It's a deraisa parshas re'eh. And the Gabi shofar, he says, what's the problem of blowing shofar? Because it's a melacha derabanan to blow a shofar on Yontif. You can't just blow a shofar on Sukkot, on Yom Kippur, on Pesach and Shavuos. You're not allowed to do that. So women outside of the mitzvah of shofar, they're in essence doing a melacha derabanan. So that's why they can't blow shofar. Not because of Baal Tosef. And with respect to smicha, it's mechse ka'avoda bekachim. There's an issue deraisa to do an avoda, to have an animal, a kachim, to work for you. So if women place their body weight on an animal, a karbon, that looks like avoda bekachim. And for that reason, they should not be doing smicha. But all are different reasons that have nothing to do with Baal Tosef. Now the Ravid, which I couldn't find on Barlan to give it to you, but the Ravid says, reason why women don't do mitzvahs that they're pater from, mitzvahs aseh she'as mangramas, is because it's possible when women do mitzvahs aseh she'as mangramas, they mezalzel on the mitzvah. They're going to mess up the mitzvah, mezalzel the mitzvah. So that's the reason why he felt women shouldn't do it. They're going to mess up somehow. So I remember when I was in Tinek, I think I was already married at my parents' house for Shabbos, maybe. So it was during Sfira. And there was a close friend, a neighbor, girl, she came back from seminary, she came to my parents' house, maybe to see my parents, I don't remember. So I answered the door, and you know, she was on fire, she came back from seminary, you know, and it must have been maybe Pesach, so I guess we just had started Sfira. And she said, how come women can't count Sfira's Omer? Why are they not allowed to? I said, well, you're allowed to, but the Mishnah Berurah says that it's recommended that they don't, because likely they'll miss. You know, men go to Marv regularly, and, you know, and women don't. So just it's likely they're going to forget. So that's why they say all these brachas, and they get to day 30, and they lose out. So that's why. He said, I'm not going to forget. I've got my reminders on my smartphone. There's no way I'm going to do it. I said, okay, do it. I'm just telling you what the Mishnah Berurah suggests. Now, many women do it, but I'm just letting her know. That she's all fired up about this. So I said to her, you know, what about Friday night? There's no reminder Friday night. She said, oh, she'll remember. A few weeks later, I happened to see her on Shabbos again, Shabbos day. So I said, so how's the sphere count? She said, oh, I forgot last night. Thanks for reminding me. So either way, I think she made the whole way that year. Maybe she continues to make the whole way. I'm not sure exactly. But there's certain things that just women, not I think against them, but just they live in a different time. You know, it just you'll see when you get married and have a family, Mirat Hashem, women are so busy. What they have to do, it's crazy. Like, you don't appreciate a woman. They don't even appreciate what it is until they become a mother and a wife. They're like running a household of their children and their husband. Like, I went to the dentist yesterday and they wanted to have a follow-up appointment. I said, I don't know, speak to my wife. I don't make appointments for myself. So she does it. She does everything for me and my kids. So we have 6 kids, but we have 7 kids in the family. So they're in a completely different level and sphere than anyone else's. So it's not against them. I remember Rav Melch Shechter, Zechon Leracha, that's Rav Shechter's father. So he used to be a Rebbe in YU. So he taught like a little class, a lacha class, I would go to weekly, part of the smicha program. I don't remember exactly what it was. But he once mentioned that we say bracha shalos on an isha. So it means, you know, the women are insulted by that. Thank God I wasn't a woman. So how do you explain that to women? So he said, no, thank God I wasn't a woman because I couldn't accomplish what she could accomplish. I wasn't given the kochos that she could accomplish. To have the task that she has to do every single day, not that she's a nothing, she's more than I'm able to accomplish. And that's the perspective he was suggesting to look at it. So women just live in a different world. They don't need the mitzvahs like the men need the mitzvahs. I always tell Chassan and Kala that you need your wife more than she needs you. She's probably perfect, close to perfect. You're not perfect. And you need her to make you a better person. So we have a lot more to accomplish in the world than women do oftentimes. So that being said, Ravid said women are going to make mistakes. Mezalzel in the mitzvah, they're not going to, that's not their focus. That's what Ravid suggests. Now the Ritva in Ervin says no. When we said that women are pater for mitzvah aseh shezman grama, it was just a kula. We're just giving them a little break. But it doesn't mean that they're not allowed to do the mitzvah. It's not us to do the mitzvah. No, for me to do duchenin, birchas kohanim, there's an iser for a czar to do birchas kohanim. For me to eat truma, to me to do voda, that's aser. It's not a tour, it's not a kula for me. It's an iser. I can't go in that world. So while the other Rishonim felt that mitzvah aseh is aser for the women to enter into that world, Ritva says it wasn't aser, it was a kula for them. They are off the hook. If they want to choose to do so, call kavod, let them go ahead and do it. It was just a kula, but they're allowed to. There's no iser bal tosef. There's no iser this, iser that. They have the option if they want to. We're just being lenient on them. So these are the two basic general camps that we have here of women performing mitzvahs aseh, shezman grama. Number one is it's a real bal tosef issue. And number two is there's no bal tosef here at all, but there's some other external concern that, either gufnaki or it's a chun bazar, whatever the concern is, each particular mitzvah might have a different concern. Now, if they encounter mitzvah, there's no concern, maybe she should be allowed to. Like sitting in a sukkah. What's the chashash of sitting in a sukkah? Maybe there's no chashash, maybe she should be allowed to. Tosa only addresses the particular mitzvahs that have some outside concern. So for Rashi, women sitting in the sukkah, well, that's a bad example, because the Gemara itself says you're allowed to, he addressed that, but women shaking luluf. What would you say about women? Can a woman say shake lulav for Rashi? No, it's bal tosef. But according to Tosos, there's nothing wrong. There's no concern of chulun bazara. No concern of gufnaki. So she should go ahead and perform the mitzvah of damin. So this would be nafkamina in many other areas, whether she should be doing it or not doing.
Did you say Rashi's daughter from the felon?
Rashi, yeah, Rashi himself notes that. Yeah.
But it's not bal tosef.
So that Rashi has to hold that only the Rashi in Ervin, it's only ki bal tosef. It looks like bal tosef because women typically don't have a gufnaki. But if you have certain tzikanios that have a gufnaki, so then it wouldn't appear like bal tosef, I guess. But that's a very important question to raise. So in the end of the day, what is the machlokus whether bal tosef applies to mitzvah aseh shezman grama that women apply? So Rabbi Chanan in Baba Basra, Osen and Dalet, he addresses different types of people, personalities, that when a person's pater from a mitzvah and they go ahead and do the mitzvah anyways, how do we view that? In other words, he says, a suma who does a mitzvah, suma's pater mina mitzvahs, and he goes ahead and does the mitzvah, he gets schar. He gets schar ke eino mitzvah v'yosef, but he gets schar, it's still considered a ma'isa mitzvah. As opposed to, let's say, a guy who's mitzta'er in the sukkah, and he sleeps in the sukkah anyways. There's no mitzvah in doing that. It's raining. I used to sleep at my in-laws for sukkah, so I'd sleep in there. My brother-in-law would sleep in there. So it's 1 year it rained. I'm a very light sleeper. I wake up from anything. I'm very mitzta'er easily. So it started raining, and I went inside. I saw him. He was still sleeping. So I left him in the sukkah. He wasn't mitzta'er. So he woke in the morning, and the guy was drenched. He slept through the whole downpour. But Lamaisa, so he didn't know. He was sleeping. I was up. So for me, if I were to continue to sleep in the sukkah, so that's not a mitzvah. It's a pasul sukkah. It's a mitzvah. It's raining. So there's no mitzvah. That's not a ma'isa mitzvah. So sometimes when you do a mitzvah that you're pater from, sometimes it can translate to a ma'isa mitzvah, such as a suma. And sometimes it could translate into nothing, into sleeping in a sukkah. The Rav Chanan says it's like wearing a tefillin around your foot. There's no mitzvah wearing tefillin around your foot. That's what it's like sleeping in a sukkah that's raining. So he says, this machlokes about mitzvah aseh shezman grama with respect to women is this very point here. When women do the mitzvah aseh shezman grama, is that considered like a ma'isa mitzvah? And they get schar like a suma? Or is it considered like a non-action, like wearing a tefillin on your foot, and there's nothing to even speak of? That's what he says. So he says, if a woman wears tefillin, you know, on her leg, there's no bat tosef there. There's not a mitzvah, nothing to speak of. So Rashi says, Rashi hold that women who do a mitzvah, say she has mangrama, that would be considered a maisa and would be subject to a violation of Baal Tosef. But according to the others, Tosef holds that no, a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama is considered nothing at all. It's a non-action. It's like wearing tefillin on the foot, and therefore it would not be subject to the Baal Tosef. So what comes out again is a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama to women, is that considered a maisa mitzvah or not a maisa mitzvah? And then that would dictate whether it be Baal Tosef or not Baal Tosef. Now this might also, there is a, it seems to be, he doesn't flesh this all out, maybe I didn't understand fully. Part of this is understanding Baal Tosef as well, but I want to focus on mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. You have, he relates to this as well, that one afkamina is, if mitzvah aseh shehazman grama for women, if they're considered mitzvahs, then you would be able to say bracha, would not be a bracha levatala. But if you were hold that's not a mitzvah, then to say bracha, it would be bracha levatala. So there's a big machlokas, Tosus and the Rambam. When women perform mitzvah aseh shehazman grama, whether they say bracha or not. Svardim, do not say bracha, as a mitzvah aseh shehazman grama. If a woman were a Svardi woman or married to a Svardish husband, were to shake lulav, she would not say the bracha on lulav, they don't say bracha. But the Ashkenazim, we do say bracha. So Rav Chanan says, it depends on whether or not mitzvah aseh shehazman grama is considered a maisa mitzvah or not a maisa mitzvah. Ashkenazim hold it is a maisa mitzvah, and therefore it would warrant a bracha, but Sfardim hold it's not a maisa mitzvah, which means it wouldn't warrant a bracha. Now, the challenge with this is, if you hold that it's not a mitzvah, and that's why there's no bracha, so why wouldn't women even do it? What's the toilet in doing it if it's not even a mitzvah? Now, the other problem is, talking out loud, I don't have the clear answer. Something must be clear, but I'm missing something, maybe. If you hold that it is a mitzvah, and therefore you could say a bracha, then why would there be an Isser Baal Tosef? So there's something off which I'm missing. I have to understand this further, but at least this approach of understanding, generally speaking, that this machlok is whether it's Baal Tosef or not, would indicate, would really rather hinge upon whether or not mitzvahs say shehazman gramas are maisa mitzvahs or are they not. Okay, so we're going to stop here. I think next week on Monday, I think I want to speak about just halacha l'maisa. We did a lot of mitzvah sichas kavana. So just finish the rest of the Gemara to the Mishnah. And halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin legabi mitzvah sichas kavana or not? Legabi dinu derabanan, mitzvah deraisa. And then we'll continue on the next few days for Vayter and finish the parak hopefully.